Thousands of U.S. students have walked out of their classes to demand gun control and action on violence in response to last month's massacre at a Florida school. According to organizers, over 3,000 group walkouts were planned across the U.S. from Florida to New York, as well as around the world. In Washington, D.C., thousands marched towards and gathered at Capitol Hill, chanting slogans and waving flags and banners. Elsewhere in the country, young activists gathered on campuses to demonstrate. The coordinated walkouts lasted for 17 minutes in memory of the 17 people killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Demonstrations were sponsored by several companies and organized by Empower, the youth wing of the Women's March, which brought thousands to Washington last year. Joining us live now from Montreal is Ken O'Keefe, who is a former U.S. Marine. Ken, thanks for joining us. What do you make of these marches as well as this entire debate on gun control?
To say credit to the younger people for getting a day off school or at least some time off school. I probably would have went surfing if I had the same thing, but nonetheless, I encourage all people, especially young people, to voice their opinion. And regardless of how much manipulation may be going on behind the scenes, I think that is a good thing. However, I don't know how much more obvious it could be with regard to the Second Amendment and the necessity of American patriots in particular to maintaining possession of their guns without hindrance. I am not a huge gun fan. I've used them in the military and I understand their utility, but I am not some romantic lover of guns. I am, however, adamantly opposed to tyranny, and I don't know how much more tyrannical the U.S. government could be before every right-thinking person realized that this nation is out of control. Their behavior in the Middle East is that of mass murder and war crimes and crimes against humanity. Their politics are pure insanity. I mean, they're trying to pick fights in every which direction, including with Russia. And to give that government, the United States government, more power by taking power away from the people in the form of holding on to their weapons is, to me, flawed thinking at best and being heavily duped and manipulated at worst.
Ken, what do you make of the, it's been spoken about, initiatives such as arming teachers possibly and other such initiatives that have been proposed by President Trump. Do you think any of that would work?
Well, there's no question at all that it could work and it could save lives in certain scenarios. But then there's always the possibility that a gun that's being held in a school is secured by somebody you don't want it to get secured by. There are many logistical issues there, so I'm not saying that that would be the answer either. However, I do know that allowing a continuing historical reality of the United States government to doing everything and anything that it wants is definitely not going to work. In fact, it is the biggest threat to the American people right now. And any of these proposed laws that people are suggesting are not going to keep the hands out of people who are intent on mass murder. It's crazy to think that the law-abiding people are the only ones who won't have guns. It's the criminal will always get a gun. There's no question of this. And I just hope that more of my brothers and sisters on the left will think this through a little bit more seriously, because this does not come from a perspective of loving guns. It comes from the perspective of genuinely having a real commitment to freedom and justice. And the tyrannical government of the United States cannot be given any more power. This is crazy to give them any more power. American citizens instead should be fighting for more of their rights, all of their rights.
All right, Ken, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your taking your time out to speak to us.